When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hello. This is Ezekiel James Hampton, and I'm a guest host on The Loud Spot.
Hey, everybody. What's up? This is Andrew W. Boss, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
I've done a whole show and not hit record before.
Damn it.
Dude, we did. That was one of them was mine because we had to redo the very first one.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go.
Good morning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my producer, Sam, of course, and we have a guest on tonight. Ezekiel James Hampton is joining us on the show. And
really? What? Well, hold on, stop. Three names?
I said, do you want to go by Zeke or Ezekiel? He said Ezekiel James Hampton.
Which Jesus. Sounds more epic.
Do you play Yes Flute? Do you happen to play the Yes Flute?
Perhaps, on occasion.
He is doing a project right now that he calls, I guess, what, Rad Brown, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, it's linked to, because I have a couple other projects. I have an ambient music project called Radagast the Brown. So I figured it's a way to connect it because it's two totally different styles of music.
But are you still doing Sound Light Motion Picture?
Skylight Motion Picture?
Skylight, yeah, whatever. Skylight
Motion Picture. Yeah, I can usually juggle two at a time. So, you know, eventually there'll be another Skylight Motion Picture release. But right now, I'm Rad Brown and Radagast the Brown are the two projects that have albums coming out.
Okay. And the album's coming out when?
They're both coming out the same week in April. The Rad Brown comes out for April 19th. Radagast the Brown ambient music comes out April 17th.
Okay, right on. Let's play a clip now. We're going to play this clip, and you got one of the guys from Nappy Roots to do the song with you, right?
Yeah. This is the next single comes out on April 4th. The album itself has 20 tracks, and it's an all-star lineup of epic like MCs from a lot of platinum gold record, a lot of major underground influential groups. So big, like, I'm super stoked. I'm a fan first. And the fact that I get to work with a lot of these rappers, it's kind of a big deal for me as a fan.
That's cool, man. Let's play one of those clips, Sam.
It's your man, Buffalo Steel, from the world famous Nappy Roots. All night, we done seen it all. Keep the dream alive, get your team involved. From the time you rise to the evening fall, gotta mind your grind and believe you're gonna make it. Good gracious, good vibrations, full off life and good libations.
Welcome to Rad Brown's Upper Crust Confections, the most sensational record for hip-hop's high society.
That's cool, man. So all you do is make the beats, right, and send them off to these people to write music over?
Yeah. For me, like, the thing I love about the hip-hop project is I'm a super nostalgic person, so I got to take all these, these early audible memories, a lot of these, like, whether it's video games, commercials, songs, and then, like, compose around it. Weave the samples into the original composition, just kind of put like a pretty sick beat on it. And then I reach out to these different MCs, give them a whole like portfolio, pick your song, write a song to it.
That's cool. And the, probably the more bigger names you get, the more other people are willing to do work with you. I would assume.
Dude, yes. That was my strategy. It was hard in the beginning, but once I got a couple names on board, I absolutely used that to help give me momentum to get others.
That's our strategy for the podcast. We try to go after some big people and then, hey, they've been on the show. Are you better than them? So why don't you come on the show? And sometimes it works and sometimes people just don't want to come on our show. All right. TikTok is supposedly, maybe it's in the Senate right now to get banned again. in the United States. I just don't understand. They say that the Chinese government is stealing information from 170 million American TikTok users that are out there. What kind? I already know that like certain elected officials can't use TikTok. That's already like kind of a rule I think that has passed that they're not supposed to do. So I don't understand what kind of information they're going to steal from a bunch of people dancing. And I got TikTok's mostly dancing, isn't it?
You're on TikTok. What are you?
Yeah, I know. But I'm not one of the fake like
all right.
Music.
All right. First of all, just a reminder to everyone out there in either listening or watching: do not get your information from us. We are not accurate. He does not do his homework. Sebastian, the reason why the United States government wants to ban it because it is controlled by the Chinese government. Because the Chinese government, if you have anything, they have to have access to it. And because they have access to it, which means they have access to your personal information if you use TikTok here in the United States. The U.S. government does not like that, apparently. And, of course, with our government officials, they're not allowed to use any kind of social media, I think, outside that is not created here in the United States. So it's been a long time coming. So dancing has nothing to do with it, Sebastian.
Well, okay, but we are on TikTok for the podcast. But here's the deal. I don't care if the Chinese see my information. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm on TikTok still.
They have your information.
No, sorry. I just assume that our government's probably already doing the same anyway. So I guess I feel a little indifferent about it myself.
Yeah. You guys ever looked at the Patriot Act and what they can do with that thing? They already know about you, Sebastian. They knew about you a long time ago before you even left Vacaville, I'm pretty sure. So they were tracking you down.
I think what TikTok's wanting to do, or the American government's wanting them to sell a portion of what let the Americans control TikTok here in America, right?
Isn't that the right thing? They want TikTok to be created, a version of it created here in the United States, still called TikTok, still owned by ByteDance, but just not allow the Chinese government to have access, or they want to ban it in general here in the United States, much like Mountain Dew in Europe. So,
and Mountain Dew is not good for you. I don't mind it. I don't mind if it gets banned, because I'm honestly tired of posting to all these different things anyways. I'm just supposed to like one thing. If I put it on Facebook, it automatically goes on Instagram.
Hold on. You only post one spot. You only, for the most part, are only supposed to post to one spot, and that is TikTok on the shorts that I give you. But what instead I get is Sebastian will post on his personal page, which happens to go to his Instagram page. Yeah. I have to go back and delete that real quick, and it's hilarious. You only post to one page, remember? TikTok.
And my personal page. Yeah, that's right. You just kind of do everything else now. Good job.
Yeah. We already agreed. I said if that were there, it's a lot easier for me to do it versus you. You're way busier than I am. So,
Ezekiel, do you have a TikTok?
Yeah, I do. In fact, that's like the only social media channel where I have like one profile for everything that I do, for like the three music projects, a wine project. TikTok, I don't like using it beyond posting. I don't watch videos on there. I just have it because I feel like I have to have it.
Do you do like funny videos like Sebastian started to do and was gaining traction and then quit because it happened to be work or anything like that?
You know, it's funny. I did start, like, I think one of my first posts was trying to be funny, making a funny video. I think I did like a Zoolander parody, but ever since then, I've just been mostly using it for music and wine. Yeah, I want to get back into doing funny videos though. I like that stuff.
Well, Sebastian should too. We forget that that's, if you're using it for outside, if you're using it to be serious on that thing, a lot of people will not watch it and you won't get a lot of traction, or maybe you will. I don't know. But like, Sebastian loves to watch it purely for the dirt, for the crap, for the filth that's on it. I mean, the dirtier, the better he'll like it. The more racist he'll like it. The more the more socially unacceptable he'll like it. He'll watch it then. But if you're like, hey, I got a business. Come on down to 395 South Fifth Street. You know, check out my business. I change tires. He won't watch that. He'll go right past. He'll go.
Yep. You know. I think Facebook Reels are actually better than TikTok videos. Now, I'll spend more time watching Facebook Reels than I will watching TikTok videos.
Yeah, you're old, sir. Yeah, I still
watch all my stuff on YouTube. So that must mean I'm pretty old too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We're not cool enough.
I don't watch YouTube Reels so much, but I wonder if you know how you can video live like concerts, things like that, right?
Right.
I don't know if Facebook, like the Mike Tyson fight's coming up, okay? And I just bought tickets to go to the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight because it's in Arlington, Texas, just a few hours from me. And if you video live, I think Facebook would probably stop you from doing that, but I don't know that TikTok would.
No, it wouldn't. So it wouldn't.
You should do a loud spot live on the scene.
Oh, dude, I could do a man on the street.
Why would you say that, Zeke? Why would you say that?
That seemed like a good idea.
No, it's never a great idea to have him outside of the box uncontrolled without someone there to help monitor the lighting, monitor all this kind of stuff. You're not going to like what you're going to get is someone dancing in their living room drunk or something like that. He's like, I'm going live. I'm going live on Facebook and YouTube.
Oh, it's gorilla style. It's gorilla style. Like, it's edgy. It's fresh. Come on.
No, it's not even edgy. I wish it was edgy. That would be great. What you get is really bad lighting and really bad narrative in something. And then you're like, what am I even watching? And it's a train wreck.
Stay watching it.
We call that organic. It's natural. It's organic setting.
Oh my God.
There's
that
ways
sounds
you can
like
pitch it.
He must be from like the San Francisco area or something like that. Vacaville, yeah. It's organic.
Dude, so who do you think is going to win that Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight? I can't believe Mike Tyson even agreed to do it, to be honest with you. I think Mike Tyson's going to kill him.
It's rigged. It's rigged. You know this, right?
Well, who's it rigged to win?
It's going to be rigged for Jake Paul to win.
No,
I don't know. I don't fall full on saying that it's rigged, but I think the world's going to want Tyson. And I certainly would be foolish for anybody to try to get in the ring with him. But I do think the fact, what is he like 60? Yeah, I think he's like 57,
I think.
Okay. Close to 60.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul, he's always very selective with who he fights for a reason.
He is.
It's not that, guys. You got to read the contract. The contract states a certain thing. Just like the last contract stated that you can not knock Jake out in the first three rounds. Not the last guy
what?
You just fought. You don't know about this? Again, folks, we wanna remind everyone: do not get your news source from us.
But also, like and subscribe.
But like and subscribe. That's right. All right. So from the start of all this, when he, I think it was, who was it? Was it KSI? I can't remember the first guy he fought.
Basketball player, right? Nick,
was it a basketball player?
He did fight a basketball player.
I think that was his first one.
Yeah. So
I'm just kidding.
It wasn't Kevin Durant. It wasn't Katie. That's the only basketball player Sebastian knows because he was on the Oklahoma Thunder. That's the only reason why. No. But a lot of his contracts state certain things. You cannot knock Jake out in the first three rounds. And then from round three to round, six, you're allowed to get knocked out. That were there. People get their money's worth, those kind of things. I don't know what kind of validity to it because the contract doesn't come across my desk. I'm just getting it, from hearsay via TikTok, via Facebook, stuff like that. But these are stipulations. The same thing like Conor McGregor. Remember Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Remember he fought him? Or no, that was Mayweather. Mayweather. Sorry, it was Mayweather. But that's where they got the idea was the Mayweather fight where Conor McGregor couldn't do certain things and had to wait to a certain point. And then after that, Mayweather just had, Mayweather just kind of did his thing, what he's good at, and kind of doped the ropes and then let him get worn out because he's not used to going nine rounds of boxing. So same thing with the Jake Paul thing. And that's why everyone's getting upset going, look, if you let Mike Tyson should knock him out first round, if he still has that stamina and that power.
It looks like he does from the training videos I've been watching. I mean, I wouldn't want to get hit by him. I don't get hit by him.
I mean, I would. I'll protect my rib cage from that man. Yeah. But unfortunately, it's one of those things where age is a factor. We can all agree the older we get, we think we can move pretty fast, but I don't know about that. And Jake Paul is a younger guy, and no discredit to Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a very decent, really pretty good boxer. Everyone just keeps saying box a real boxer your age and let's see what happens. But he won't.
From what I saw, it looks like he was kind of slow. It looked like he wasn't as fast as Mike Tyson. I mean, faster than me, but not as fast as Mike Tyson is.
I feel like this fight, it's going to be like Rocky VI, where you got an older Rocky who he's going to lose some speed. Mike Tyson's not going to be as fast as he was when he was in his 20s. So he's got to focus on the hurt bombs. Oh, man. Right. Tommy the Gun.
Tommy Gun, which was Tommy Morrison.
That's right.
The actual boxer. You ever watched Rocky VI?
Yeah. I've seen it.
Blonde hair.
That's Rocky Five.
Oh, is that
I'm a
Rocky
champion.
Five?
That is the, yeah, that's Rocky Five. And I'm a champion for that movie because that movie, people shit on that movie. And
it was great. It was great.
Yeah. It's the only Rocky movie where he doesn't fight in the ring and he has a street fight.
Right. Okay. That's right. I need to get my Rockies right.
I have to go back and rewatch apparently all of them.
It's not the Russian. I will break you.
I am going to go to the fight. We bought tickets today. Me and David are going. Oscar and the Birdman. We're going to go check out the fight. Everyone's like, "Why? It's going to be a quick fight." I don't care. You know what? Mike Tyson's probably his last fight ever, and it's in Arlington, Texas. I could drive over there from here. So. Right.
And I know you didn't pay for it. I know David paid for it because you would not. You will not. You will not bust out the money.
Hold on. So there is some truth to that, but not all of it's true. Because I was gonna pay for it, but then he said, "Well, here, just take my credit card and just pay for it, and then pay him back." So I paid him back already.
Okay.
So we got our own tickets. It was just so we could sit next to each other. It was just easier for him to put it on his credit card. So I don't have to hear it and get complained to about it. It's just easier for one person to buy it that way.
I just know how cheap you are, mofo. And it'd be like, he can't buy me a plane ticket over there. I have to buy my own plane ticket to come in town for events. But
at least stay at my house.
Is that just any better?
Pay for it and
you
write
keep
it off.
Spooning me every night and you're... He keeps spooning me every night and asking me to take my underwear off and I'm not comfortable with that. So...
Let's play the first song as we get on with the show. We got some music news coming up after this. Who is this, Sam?
We got the new song from A Killer's Confession, from who's been on the show, and the song is called Greed, right here on the Loud Spot.
Dressed up in gold so pathetically, sit on a diamond throne all alone, needing sympathy. You ought to know that you're a slave to all your gluttony. You say that draws the flies, a moth into the flame. A deadly game that you play in your quest of shame. Counterfeit your fake, standing in my wake. You think that you know me so well. You take and you take, but it's never enough to satisfy all your greed. I keep filling my cup with all the hate.
hella gold dust vibes.
Yes.
See?
Gold dust.
He texted me while we were while I was playing a picture of gold dust. Is that Dustin Rhodes, wasn't it? That did.
Yeah, it was
that.
Dustin Rhodes.
Classic. You know, I was watching WWE the other night, and there's another one of them Rhodes that's interesting
Cody.
Now, huh?
Cody.
Yeah, Cody.
He's been. I'm not even a wrestling fan, but yeah, he's been around for a while. He's been around. He's blonde hair.
You know, going back to TikTok real quick. If TikTok does get banned, we got to change the little TikTok thing on our emblem at the bottom of the screen and put just. We need a Spotify one on there. I think we probably should have that on there.
We should, but who really goes to any of our social media? If you're going to our social media, nobody. They don't. We got three people: your mom and dad. That's it. Yeah, and Ezekiel apparently, and then maybe Stacia. That's it. That's three people.
She doesn't want to listen to me talk anymore. She doesn't talk at home all the time. She doesn't want to listen to my podcast. That's for damn sure.
That's right. Something a lot of people don't want to listen to is Blue Ridge Music Festival. Was selling tickets. If you guys remember last year, they had a big problem with their festival. But it was actually the year before that as well, where there was a lot of fall throughs. And then last year was definitely a debacle when it came to that. So apparently they were selling tickets for 2024, but they claim that they are not selling tickets for 2024. And instead, you have a lot of people going, wait, you still haven't even refunded the money from 2023 when that happened. So how could you be selling tickets for 2024? And that's when they came out with an official statement that somewhere along, it ain't even on their website or on their Facebook page. I didn't even go to their website, but it says that supposedly the hearsay is that they're not selling tickets. We don't know where this information came from, that they're selling tickets for 2024. It must be someone else. And all I could think about is, you know, the event that you just had, the tattoo convention, maybe it's someone out there scamming. So it
could be.
So the official statement is somewhere, it's not on Facebook, but somewhere out there that they're not selling tickets for 2024. And if you buy a ticket to Blue Ridge Rock Festival for 2024, I think that's on you at the end of the day. I don't think this event is going to happen. And if you do, and it doesn't happen, like everyone assume it does, it will, then I, you know, that it's like buying Firefest tickets right now. That's do you really?
I wasn't going to say anything, but that's the first thing that popped in my head was Firefest.
That's exactly. And that one is true. He is really selling Firefest again. And I don't know why.
What I don't understand is these scammers are out there. People are buying tickets from them like they did with my tattoo convention. They're buying stuff from scammers. Do your research, people, before you buy a ticket. If you know Blue Ridge was canceled, I can't believe they're doing it again. If that comes to your head, go to their website, check it out, because there should be a link on the website to buy tickets. First of all, if that doesn't exist, probably not doing it. And I'm not surprised they're not doing it again in 2024, because I don't know how you bounce back from what a shit show it was last year. I mean, I had a friend that Robert went there, and he was there, and he wanted a refund. I don't think he ever got his refund.
No, a lot of people, I say 90% of people didn't get it. And I'm just spitballing on that because everyone I've talked to said they still haven't received a refund. I haven't talked to a lot of the bands, whether they got at least their deposits and they passed, you know, because a lot of times what happens is you have to send in deposits way before the for bands way before the event. But if it was I'm assuming now this day they can wire money a lot easier and a lot faster than sending hard old school checks like we used to send back in the day. But if they did send old school checks, that's probably a sign too. So, but I hope everyone at least everyone gets a refund and bands got at least a deposit. But how many bands were out there and had to go through the same thing as fans did and cancel up and pack it up and not have a performance and not get the rest? Yeah. So, yeah. Do your research. Like Sebastian says, do your research.
What's Firefest? What's that?
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
What? Ezekiel Killman.
Yeah. There's two. I know there's at least two great documentaries that came out around the same time about it. I mean, there's lots of names, like Ja Rule was apparently one of the owners. But there is this music festival that was meant to be for the most elite. And essentially the people that can afford a music festival ticket it's on like an island, right? Somewhere in the Bahamas, I think. And people paid an exorbitant amount to go to this festival. They have this bill that had all these famous names on it, all these famous artists on it. They were paying influencers, and I think some of the Kardashians were involved where they were promoting it. So people were paying for these tickets, and they go out there, and ultimately just the actual production of the event was barely there. They're supposed to be like having these like fine, amazing lunches that were like bologna.
Now he remembers. See, that's the thing is you got to say some key words and he'll remember this stuff.
But when you start saying the Kardashians, and I was like, I remember something about this, and I remember those complaining about it. So they were serving bologna sandwiches to like a bunch of these rich people. These rich people don't have bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, the fine dining was consisted of bologna sandwiches, a slice of cheese, and maybe one piece of bread and some kind of like fruit or vegetable in a styrofoam tray. Yeah.
Artisan charcuterie plates.
Yeah.
If you're a single dude, though, and you got a credit card and you don't make a whole lot of money, you might find yourself a sugar mama over there, you know?
I doubt that. It's the reverse of sugar girls looking for a sugar daddy or maybe a sugar...
Some old rich ladies. I almost said old rich white ladies, but some old rich
cougar,
ladies.
Cougar. some cougars.
You know, they might little young man.
We're old enough now to wear names. If you have names, like say if there were names on the bill, like Ja Rule or Snoop Dogg, the people that go to these shows are like our parents' age. Like people think that's you know, like, oh yes, I'm gonna go to the Snoop Dogg show or the Ja Rule show. And it's like you condemned this music back when it actually came out. And now because like they're like household names, it's like people get excited, like you know, like old white people get excited to go you know, see these, you know, former gangster rappers, whatever. To me, it's kind of ironic.
I'm going to Bone Thugs-N Harmony. Watch out. I'm gonna get loose, get crazy. And it's like they're all bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure I was not allowed to listen to this as a kid, and you're like my parents' age.
but hip hop's turned into it wasn't when we were kids, you know, hip hop wasn't really pop culture like it is today. Like now it's glorified where there were still like, you know, with NWA and the media didn't put a good spotlight on hip hop.
No, they try to make it
changed.
Always.
Now it's changed. Yeah.
Now they tried it back in the 90s. They try to make it so gangster rap, but now we know there's difference between rap, hip hop, cerebral rap, you know, all these kind of things. There's different subgenres within the hip hop, community and the rap community, like mumble rap, right? We all call it mumble rap. It's actually called something else. In the meantime, let's take a look at let's take our next music break. We have another band that was on here. Damien was on here from a band called Red Star, and he's got a new song with Twisted out called Bad Decisions. So let's take a look at that right here on the Loud Spot.
Deal with intuition, and that's the way that I'm living, juggling bad decisions. So fuck the options I'm giving, it's like the pieces ain't fitting. I'm headed for an early grave, I'm alive and digging with
you. Gave the power to a devil, now you're stuck in his brains, and he just put you on the shelf if you ain't playing this game. And you were supposed to be the next big thing, as they say, but now you're nothing but another bad decision today.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month. So just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
You know, rap rock seems to be making a really big comeback right now. It's huge. A lot, like, From Ashes to News doing it. I Prevail doing it. Red Star's doing it. I think the band that's coming on later, hopefully they come on. They're kind of doing it. A lot of bands are doing rap rock right now. It died down for a little bit, like in the 2000, I don't know, 5 or whatever. I'm just making up dates.
We're going to remind everyone, if you're getting your news and you're getting your information from us, it's only opinions and it doesn't matter. And it usually stinks.
Is it not making a comeback? I mean, Hollywood Undead always kind of did it a little bit.
It's always been there. It's always been there. It just goes through cycles of who gets the push from the record label, who has an album that's they think is worthy a lot of radio play, those kind of things. That's what happens. It's the same thing. Metalcore, a lot of people say metalcore is coming back. And I was like, okay. I mean, that's it. Some people say punk is on its way back. I don't know. I mean, I haven't listened to a punk band hit terrestrial radio in ever, but all right.
Not recently. No, I think
you're gonna say Green Day.
Well, you can't even count Green Day.
Dropkick Murphys, maybe, but Dropkick Murphys is a novelty.
Well, so is Rancid. I mean, but those are older bands. You know, like no one knew Alkaline Trio. They're not really hitting terrestrial radio. Actually, probably not.
No, they're one of their newest songs that we've played here within this last month is on.
Okay,
but it's not on. I wouldn't say it's on iHeartMedia, the major ones, iHeartMedia, Cumulus, Clear Channel. It's probably on a secondary radio market a lot more than because I still have yet to hear it on the iHeart station that I listen to. That's quote unquote alternative. So.
Right. Well, speaking of rap rock, Linkin Park's one of their bass players, original bass players, is suing them for a whole lot of money because he's not getting credited on their albums. I guess Linkin Park released a box set,
right,
and they had over 20 songs with their bass player on it. No, that this guy, his name is Kyle Christner.
Christner, yep.
And he's not getting credited, and I don't blame him for going after Linkin Park, saying, "Hey, dude, they didn't even re-record the bass lines. They just used his bass lines."
That's what he's claiming, and then they're claiming the exact opposite, that they've already squared up with him before he left, and that everything was fine. And I think it's actually come out that it's actually the case has been dropped now. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's always hilarious when you send this, and then I go back and I check, and then it's already been like cleared. Well, but I just let you go.
Because I send you the articles about
like
a week before we do this, and sometimes within that week things change. And I've already done my research on what I want to talk about. I guess I probably should. Well, I just looked it up today, and I didn't see that. But the article I read today might have been from a week ago.
Right.
I don't know.
Ezekiel, do you have any people in your bandmates that have been kicked out waiting until you to hit so big so they can take you to court?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I've never had really a song that's been that big of a hit. I mean, I definitely, when I've done like my Scally Motion Picture project, which did start out as a band, you know, it was a little bit more collaborative in the earlier years, but I would say most of our songs that are out there, I'm the sole writer and producer. But I did know, as far as getting everything published, I'm always super legit making sure. And even if I did write everything, I'm very much like the U2 model, which is like split evenly. We're all in a band.
Right.
As long as we're all in a band while we come up with these songs, even if I write it all, I'm still going to make sure it's all evenly split.
Oh, so you guys, your band agreement's always 25% or whatever equally it is amongst however many people every time?
Well, I mean, I guess we never really had the conversation, but any band I'm in, I'm usually the most driven and the one who's going to be the most kind of focused on getting things done. So, you know, when it comes to like, hey, getting stuff published out there, I'm going to be the one that's going to do that work, put the work in to do it. And I will tell people like, hey, if we're in a band together, even if I write the music, when this song is getting out, it's still going to be even, because to me, it's just not worth the drama.
Here's a question I have, though, and Sam, you would know the answer to this. So if you can go seek royalties from your album, let's say you were in the band, not in the band anymore, you still get royalties from the album being sold. But if you helped write the song, like let's say you're the guitarist, right? You help write the song. The guitarist is no longer in the band. The new guitarist comes, has to learn all those songs. He plays the concerts with the band, the same exact guitar riffs.
Right.
Why shouldn't that guitar player make money from some of the ticket sales, since he's the one that wrote the song that the guy's playing at the concert?
So it depends on how that band member exits at that time and what kind of stuff is signed. Most of the time, hey, dude, you're out of the band. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. And that's usually what goes down. And then there's bitterness and forever. And then there's hate within that local community in Vacaville or something like that. Forget you, Papa Roach. We don't like you anyway. Like, you know, something like that. But once that song hits a certain notoriety via, say, on the radio, terrestrial radio, maybe even goes gold, gold or platinum or something like that, there was nothing signed at the time that band member left, there's a good chance you could take them, just much like Mr. Krishner did, and try to take them back to court and say, hey, I never got my royalties from any of these songs that I helped create the bass line, or I helped with the arrangement. Yes, there is a chance you could do that. So bands, if you have exiting members, have them sign NDAs, have them sign. And then when you create a song, everyone needs to have, you know, a band split agreement before that song is published, because you're going to get caught up.
You like how I said yep, when I have no idea. I'm just like, yep.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. I have no clue. I'm just like agreeing
with you. I'm used to it. Ezekiel thinks you're being Yeah, Ezekiel be mean thinks you're serious, but yeah, this is all blooper. Womp 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 to Sebastian.
That's what it's I was like, just saying, Sam. Exactly what you just said. I just said that, you know, yesterday.
But yeah,
one thing I think, especially for those that are also producing and releasing independently, I think sometimes people forget is that because if you get published as a writer, there's still a publisher side of it. There's a writer side and a publisher side. And depending on which agency you're signing up for, they will treat them differently. Like I'm ASCAP for me. And I know that I have to have a separate publishing registration from writing. So if I'm doing everything myself, if I need to have both accounts to get 100% of everything. Whereas if you're with BMI, you can be just a writer. And if you don't have a publisher, you can still get all your royalties directed to you. You don't need to have a separate account. So it does get a little bit more complicated, I think, when you, as I've been learning since I'm about to release an album with a lot of collaborations on it, it's like, okay, it gets a little more complicated, you know, if you have people kind of broken up different agencies. But just something to, I know I learned, it's like, oh, I didn't realize that ASCAP, BMI, depending on which one you're going to go, there are slightly different rules.
Right.
Huh. Yep.
Yeah. That was another
what he said. I said the same thing to someone else also yesterday about
Let's take a quick look at our last song, Fire from the Gods, featuring Young Mosh, and the song is called Soul Revolution, right here on the Loud Spot.
There's always something trying to break me. Fuck what they're saying, from the fire I imprison. My motto for my ever-sending, I don't listen. Fuck the vibe, killing bridging, I'm never descending. Never got me down, look at the sky. Yeah, find my place, I'm on this spot, it's gravity. It holds away, rap my fortress, still in my lane. Not in the face, I'm on my days, I'm in the haze. The sun I praise, under the rays, under the light. I let it shine, I feel divine. I'm cleaning out the spirit. This is exactly what it seems. Out of the darkness of my hell I scream. Feel it in your heart, feel it in your soul. Feel it in your blood and you'll know. It's a revolution. Soul revolution. Feel it in your heart, feel it in your soul. Live by the code. This is a revolution. My spirit's infinite. Definitely vomit on these hypocrites, these idiots. All legitimate, they move that shit, you are repicking. I cannot put that at the fire's lit. Out of pocket, open up my door, I suck it and I'm blocking.
Yo, hold up, man. Let me tell them.
Elevate the will that church and never stop it. Capital killer, slay the industry gorilla. Step in the devil's venom, call me Godzilla. Labeled outsider, I'm the audio pariah. Set the world on fire. Fuck the new world order. Fuck fighting for holy water. All powers of all people, we are law and order. Fuck your bottom line, it don't mean shit to me. Cause your house is built on bloodlines and hypocrisy. Yeah.
They take the mind of the average man, take out the human and replace it with the savage. And God is fighting over hatred and their ignorance. Manipulate the masses.
This is the greater chaos. You cannot break my focus, cause I am the hopeless. This is the revolution.
Feel it in your heart, feel it in your soul.
To the fucking ground, you go.
is a revolution!
All right, we are here with Andrew W. Boss, who is in a band called Andrew W. Boss. It's his own. I was going to ask, how'd you come up with that name? Just
there was simple. A lot of thinking. Yes,
all right.
Took a lot.
And you guys are getting ready to go on tour, I guess, in April. You guys are kind of. Which is, I was looking at your tour schedule, right? And yeah. It's kind of you're going from Salt Lake City, Utah, where you guys are from, and you guys are ending it in Idaho.
Yeah, Northern Idaho. I know.
But then you're also hitting like New York, South Dakota, maybe Colorado, New York. You're going like all over the place. Is there like a route that you're following to go there and then come back?
Yeah, so we go from here to Casper, the Sioux Falls, over through the Midwest, over to Boston, and then New York, and then we go down to Florida, and then we come back up to Denver and Montana and Idaho. So
it's like a whole month long tour.
Yeah, it's like 5 weeks. It's like 20. It's like 22 shows or something. 20 shows, I think, as well.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I know.
This was all him.
I was thinking Sam might have set this tour up, and I was like, no, Sam's a little more like precise with where he's going. So you guys are going to be doing long hauls across the country, which is cool that you're doing that. But I'm sure when you're done, you'll be happy that you're finally home.
It wasn't the first time he's done long hauls. This guy's been on a road warrior with Twisted and who else, Andrew? Yeah, you've been out there for a while banging it up on the road.
Yeah, we've done like 100 shows with Twisted, about 100 shows with SPE. We toured with Attila, some shows with Nonpoint, Boba Flex, Saliva. We toured with Bobby and Saliva. Bobby treats us really well. So we've done like a lot of touring, but the problem that we had on this tour is that every fucking band in the universe is touring in April and May.
So, right.
There were a lot of spots that we wanted to hit, but there just wasn't anywhere open. Everything was already scooped up. So we're like, there, you know, like we wanted to hit Nashville and we wanted to hit Atlanta and like a bunch of different places, but it like post COVID, every band who wants a tour is going on tour in April and May. So
well, let's not forget there's just so many bands touring, period, end of story. Every day there's a new band that is going out on tour. Whether or not they should be touring is, you know, he said, she said. I have my own reserve opinions about that a lot, but God I just think them. That do
bless
what?
You, I think.
I said, God bless them. They're going to hit the road. God bless them.
Yeah, exactly. But it's unfortunate that, and then bands that do want a tour usually can't get into a venue or book a venue due to the fact that someone else is already there that night. And that's what booking agents have. Trust me, we have a problem. We just got bumped today from our slot, or we were asked to. Let me rephrase that. We were asked to by the venue, hey, can you do a day before or the day after for a certain, matter of fact, for your tour, Andrew? I was like, well, they can't do the next day. They can do the day before. So that's good. At least, you know, now I can fit in another city, potential city like San Diego. You know, it's our Vegas date. He asked us if we can move our Vegas date because he's got a really big headlining act. And you know what that means? That's favoritism for me right there. And they're going to give us the same guarantee on a Tuesday night as they did on a Wednesday night. We're all there. Everyone's happy. So we're now going to be able to probably put in a San Diego date now or something like that, where I think both bands, Widow 7 and Andrew W. Boss, need to be. So
yeah, right. I love San Diego.
Yeah.
I didn't get a press release for you. So I was doing some online research about Andrew W. Boss, and a lot of the news I found was like old news. Like, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. Oh, this happened like 3 years ago. Never mind. So I did read a story. I think the band formed about 2016 or so. Is your brother in the band? Was there some sort of argument that happened and your brother wound up playing for you guys? Something like that?
Yeah, so I was in another band, and I decided to tell them to fuck off, and I had some shows that were already booked, and so I kind of talked to these guys. So two of my brothers are in my band, and they're also in another band called Poonhammer, which is their band.
Right on.
Their band. Yeah, and so I've had a couple shows with Seven Dust and Tech Nine that were lined up, and we had a show at the Whiskey A Go-Go with Skindred and Head PE, and so I kind of like talked them into coming and playing, and then it kind of turned into touring and making albums and all this, and so years later we're just the Boss Crew, and we just fucking do as much as we can.
You seem so calm. When he I'm is. Talking to you, but then I hear your music and you're like not calm.
No,
you're like going after it. And I'm like, then you hear like, hey guys, what's going on today? Yeah.
I was the same way when I got when I was looking over his stuff. I was like, okay, he might, you know what, he might suffer from some kind of mental disability. he might be over medicated. All these things were in my head before I even talked to him on the phone. And then he went off and but you look at his persona online and his stage presence, and it's exact opposite. And so I was like, Are you this? And he's like, no. He owns his own company, construction company right there in Salt Lake City. So yeah, I thought I was dealing with someone that either was very well medicated, aka like you, Sebastian. I always think you're all hyped up on caffeine, but you're not.
I don't even drink caffeine.
I know. That's what's funny. So,
hey, Andrew, can I ask you a question? Is there a conscious effort on your part to preserve? Do you kind of stay maybe sort of more quiet and reserved so you can expend it all on performance?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't really have anger issues now, but I grew up with anger problems, and I was a really bad alcoholic, and I'm an addict. So once I had gotten sober, it was kind of a very conscious effort to stay at like this pace all the time. And sometimes when the adrenaline's going, and especially around my brothers, like when I get around my brothers, it kind of goes up a notch, just because my whole goal is to say something ignorant that will make them spit their drink out their nose or something, you know, like just constantly saying bullshit to each other. But once we hit the stage and once it's like time to go, then like Dave Chappelle has this, he did this episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I can't remember what it's called, but with Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
And he talks about the same thing. He talks about kind of like when I'm on stage, I get to be the real me. Like I get to get up there and that's the real person, is this crazy loony guy that screams and jumps around like a retard. And Dave Chappelle said it really, really well. And I was like, okay, that's kind of like, that's the best way I've heard somebody put it, but that's kind of like, this is the reserved Andrew. And then on stage, I get to be like my real personality without consequences.
We had a short amount of time, so let's play your new song, and then we'll get your socials and all that stuff before we get you off the show. Back from the Dead, Andrew W. Boss. This song is featuring Phil Morrow, right? He's a rapper out of Colorado or something like that.
Denver.
No. Okay, let's jam this song, Sam.
Again, made a gamble with my life, now I have to win. Behind the bars, feel the trap again. Watch the love between the scroll and the wrath again. I said forever and I meant it, but I knew you lied. You buried me without a prayer, but you know I won't die. Back from the dead, arise when you evidence every soul in a place, get up. Lay out the red, arise when you evidence lifting your kid up. Back from the dead, arise when you evidence every soul in a place, get up.
Oh,
gather wrapped around my neck in a stranglehold. But the pain is gold. With a pair like us, it's insane to fold. All in for life, this love ain't right, but that's alright with me. It's still my wife, so turn the knife if just so I can bleed.
That's for the day. Arise when you're wearing this.
Get your website and your socials real quick before we get you out of here.
Yeah, so my website is andrewwboss.com, and I'm on all the socials now: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Instagram I'm on all the time. TikTok, I got a bunch of stuff, but we'll see what happens with TikTok.
Yeah,
we talked about that earlier.
We're gonna hit the whole West Coast. Sam's going to help us do that. We're also going to hit Texas and Oklahoma and all that in the fall. So we're going to hit everywhere. This is just the first tour of the year. So everybody come out and see us play a live show, because that's really, honestly, there's nothing like a live show. You can stream, you can do all that stuff, you can watch videos, and that's fun. But go to a fucking concert and keep your phone in your pocket and just live your life, and you'll be very happy afterwards, I promise.
I could not have said that better myself. Wise words from Andrew, Mr. Boss. That's all the time we got. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Everything that's good really has to end. A pimp host has a pimp show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.